At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Welcome to the program, brought to you by the Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Owner and GM of your Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Jerry Jones. Mr. Jerry Jones, first and foremost, great to have you on. I'm sure you slept like a baby last night. And, of course, my first question for you, sir, is, you know, since you bought the Cowboys back in 1989, you've been a part of 37 of these Cowboy Thanksgiving Day games. Where did yesterday's rank for you?
Well, I don't, being that it's this morning, I don't think there's ever been one to top it. And we've had some really momentous games out there on Thanksgiving Day. And we always have got the game so built up. It's our Super Bowl for the year, really, because we get to do what we do with the Salvation Army on Thanksgiving Day, and we know we're going to be going to millions and millions of people. And so it's just a big part of what we do. I can't believe that we get the visibility that we get. I haven't heard the numbers, but it could break all records for a Thanksgiving Day, which is, other than the Super Bowl, the biggest game watched. So anyway, a lot of things going on out there, but boy, how proud I am of this team, how proud I am of the coach, head coach, coaches. It was just more than I could have imagined, really.
Jerry, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the football team, I just wanted your thoughts on kind of how everything went into Thanksgiving with Post Malone being out there. You know, we had Taylor Swift up there in the box and just overall a Thanksgiving fiasco with your Dallas Cowboys getting a win.
Well, I know this, that the Post Malone thing, for him to be the featured entertainer, and we've had a list of entertainers out there over the last almost 30 years that looked like who's who of entertainment. And it's a great opportunity for them. They get to go to the entire nation. And it's such a unique audience because the principal makeup of the audience probably is not an audience that watches all the NFL games or watches games. It's just they're there. It's Thanksgiving Day. Everybody's enjoying that. Plus, you have the game. And it's to me, it's a wonderful chance to for an entertainer, or a wonderful chance for the Cowboys to leave an impression. Post Malone is so unique. I can't tell you what a wonderful person he is. He was raised right, and I can speak to that because his dad was in charge of all of our beverages at Texas Stadium when we were at Texas Stadium. And he would come from school, and his mom was still working, and she would work to maybe midnight, well, not midnight, but 9 o'clock at night. Well, they had a cot, had a special place set up for him. And he just grew up being raised right there in Texas Stadium. For him to be the featured entertainer and to have had a distinguished career that he's had was just a confluence of fitting. And so I'm telling you, that alone was enough to be thankful for.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by the Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, you guys, much was made about 18 months ago when you had your infamous, you know, we're going all in remark, and some might argue that the all in really wasn't all that in. However, when we look at what you guys in this front office has done over the last 6 months, I mean, look, it looks like your first three draft picks have been nothing short of long-term building blocks for this Dallas Cowboy team. You went out and basically stole George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Quinnen Williams has been a revelation for this Dallas Cowboy team. What did you, as general manager of this football team, what did that kind of the all-in comment and the, you know, requisite fallback, and then basically what you guys have done, oh, by the way, trading Micah Parsons, and now we're starting to see the fruits of that labor here after three huge wins in a row?
Well, first of all, you've got to realize you just can't think about today. You really do have to look ahead, and your strategy can begin at one point, and you're still executing it, let's say, 12 months later. And there was no doubt when we agreed and wanted to extend Dak Prescott. Mm-hmm. There was no doubt that we needed to change the makeup of what we were. And so you don't just announce the stuff in the Dallas Morning News or in the Wall Street Journal. You go about it because there's strategies. And as it turns out, an important part is not only draft picks or not only the things, consideration for trade, but an important part of this thing is how you're going to work these salaries and meld them together so that you can have a total team. When I basically traded Micah, I knew that I was trading him for as many as five of the kinds of players that, if there is such a thing, I don't want to demean Pickens, but five Pickens. Yeah. Because that's what we were going to pay Parsons as it relates to five more players. Apart from the picks that are involved, you've got to consider how you fit them in under our system. This is not necessarily financial. Picture, if you will, college and where you give scholarships. Mm-hmm. But let's say the deal was that some players you could get for five scholarships. Some players you could get for the normal one scholarship. Well, it really doesn't work that way, but you have to decide, do you want five for one? Mm-hmm. And those were the decisions. Micah's a great football player, but in order to execute on where we've ended up here and hopefully will be in the future, we couldn't pay him plus keep Pickens and keep players that you want to keep in the future. So we made that decision. Micah's very impactful. But we really hadn't won with Micah. Not because of Micah. We just hadn't won because of the they were able to work around us having Micah. And they ran right at him, or they basically threw the ball quicker. Those are simplistic things. And there was no question that if we could replace him with four or five top players, Pickens-type players, name Revell out there, that could very well be one of the best defensive backs that we've had play for us. And so those guys are going to take a part of the salary cap. And that was all in the thinking with Michael Parsons. I actually tried to trade for Williams. I tried to get the Jets in training camp, mm-hmm. period. And I was going to I wanted a one and Parsons for Williams. A one and Parsons for Williams. I thought that much of Williams. Mm. And he's showing you what he can do for a defense. And so, you'd love to have Micah, and love to have several players around, but that's not the game. That's not the system. The NFL system is built so that everybody has a chance to put equal players out there.
Jerry, what changed then? Because we played that audio because we got that audio later that came out of you talking to the I think it was somebody in New York when you talked about that. Was it just the Jets basically, you know, starting out horribly that changed their mind as far as why they didn't want to do that deal with you to start the season versus why they made that deal at the deadline?
Yeah, and plus they didn't have the cap room to pay Micah.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Well, Jerry, when it comes to this part of the schedule, I think even the most diehard Dallas Cowboys fans saw that you had the Eagles and Chiefs in 4 days and then the Lions following. As if the Cowboys go 1-2, that's a blessing in itself because it's a very tough part of the schedule. You are now at 2-0 versus the last two Super Bowl champs and have the Lions next week. What is that confidence like for you? I know you're an uber confident person in your Dallas Cowboys, but in that locker room, especially for this to be a playoff team.
Well, you've asked the right question. Not what it is to Jerry, but what it is to those players. And I can tell you right now, that level of confidence, you can cut it with a knife. It's so thick in there. They are emboldened. And that is the way it goes. That's what happens when you start winning. Just as when you start losing, you can lose some of that. It's called momentum in a simplistic way. But there's no question. You can see us just like straightening up, having maybe been bent over and all of a sudden looking around, and I can do this. And I know when I was a senior in college, we barely won games. And then we came to Texas to play the number one team in the nation, the Texas Longhorns. And we barely had won our games. And we go down there and we win. And Darryl Roy went for two. And Ernie Coy didn't get the ball. And we won. And we had beaten the mighty University of Texas. We went home, those little pigs of Arkansas. We were never scored on again. We're the only undefeated team in the country and won the national championship. It really inspired me to be talking to you on the phone today. Having said all of that, it shows what the mentality, the mental aspect can happen when you get on a run and get to believing in yourself.
Jerry, one thing that has been talked about when it comes to you and you being GM is that, you know, how much does he let his coaches do their thing and how much, autonomy does he give them? And that was one of the things that people push back on. Well, that's why he hired Brian Schottenheimer, because, you know, he wants to have his hands at everything. But it just feels like with Brian Schottenheimer, and look, I'm a Chiefs fan, so I grew up watching his dad, that he does have this kind of old school approach that you don't necessarily see in newer, younger coaches. And what is kind of the what is your relationship with Brian Schottenheimer, and how much do you let him do his thing?
He's outstanding with people. He's got inordinate people skills, frankly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't surprise me. I knew his parents well, his mom as well, and they enjoy really exceptional people skills. Really can communicate. He's 50 years old. Had been in the NFL for almost 30 years and sat around that table, kitchen table, with his father, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Mm-hmm. All he has been around is NFL football. He passed on a head coaching opportunity when he was maybe 33, 34, and he regretted it. But here you have somebody that has all of this intellectual experience and knowledge, and he's been on six different coaching staffs in his career, plus grew up with one of the greatest. Now, here you've got somebody 50 years old that has never done it. I'm going to tell you, when you've never done it, when you're trying to prove something, when you're trying to show yourself and the world, that's a heck of an advantage. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget it. The first time out trying to prove it. On top of that, you've got all of this wealth of experience. The combination is what really sold me on him. I didn't really intend to go in his direction until we got into it. We saw that we weren't going to work with Mike, and we opened it up. And Brian had agreed to be the coordinator going forward. We knew how well he worked with Dak. And all of a sudden, we're sitting there looking and visiting with him about the coordinator. And Steven and I were talking, and we might be looking at our head coach here. Well, we interviewed a few more people, and we still look back at that offensive coordinator we just hired, said that might be the head coach. And guess what? He's got all the ingredients of making it happen, and he works with Dak. That's how that came down.
Jerry, I want to go to the other side of the ball, the much maligned Matt Eberflus, who a lot of people were calling for his head. And then after the trade deadline, you get six new players, some from trade, some from injury, and some new guys stepping up, and one big guy being Quinnen Williams. What can you tell me about how Matt Eberflus has changed his defense, especially in second half of football games against really good teams?
I looked at our top 11, looked at the stats on our top 11 defensive guys relative to tackles and plays. That doesn't tell it all. But of that group, only two were with us this time last year. Of the top 11 in our stats for yesterday, only two were with us last year. Now, we changed defensive coordinators now three times in 3 years. That doesn't work. I'm going to tell those players can't be thinking about what they're going to do. That's like thinking about breathing. You can't do that and live life. That's got to be just love. That's just got to be there. Well, that was there early for us, and it's been there early. It was there for Zimmer last year on evolving into everybody counting on each other and relying on each other. That's a big thing in these defenses. Got to know the other guy's going to get his job done so you can have confidence to get yours. So you knew that was going to have growing pains when we came through with another change. Eberflus is an outstanding coach, and make no mistake about it. But he would be the first to tell you that in relying on his, let's say, his system, which he's got several systems. He can play it any way you want to play it, really. But he was relying on guys knowing what to do, and everybody was depending on them doing. And, of course, that was shaky. And then, very candidly, we had guys on the field last night, that about five of them, that weren't to be found in our first six, seven, eight ball games. Mm-hmm. So we have dramatically changed the talent composition out there, plus more, just as important, we have changed the reliance on each other, the execution of which has to evolve. And when you come in fresh, players, new players, as well as new coaches, that's a big challenge. And, of course, if you look from last year's coaching staff to this year's coaching staff, it's been a complete change, really. Overall, a couple of the coaches are there that were there. And, of course, Brian is not only calling the plays, which he hadn't been doing, but he's head coaching the team. So there's been a dramatic change here. And we really affected that change. The most important ingredient was when we signed Dak to made him the highest paid player in the NFL.
Jerry, sticking on that defensive side of the ball, you talked about some new guys being out there, and we saw Kalen Carson obviously was banged up and wasn't able to suit up. We saw Ravel get a little banged up. Where are we at on the Trayvon Diggs returning back to this team?
Okay, he'll be on the field. Could have been on the field. Wanted to be on the field last night, but he'll be on the field as at Detroit, in my view, barring an exception. By the way, Ravel was not hurt. He wears a brace. Mm-hmm. And that brace kind of malfunctioned on him out there, and they had to make an adjustment on that brace. But he wasn't impacted physically. And that brace is an assurance thing. Frankly, I wish that all. If I had my way, I'd want them all to wear knee braces.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't do that.
Jerry, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I mentioned the Revel stuff, because I know some folks were talking about it on Twitter afterwards. And so, like I said, obviously you talked about Quinnen Williams and his impact and Trayvon Diggs, and obviously that'll be a big part of getting him back on Thursday. A little bit about Logan Wilson. I think some folks are wondering, okay, are we going to start seeing him a little bit more? And then as far as, you know, I don't know that enough has been talked about with the Solomon Thomas addition and that, you know, and what you guys have done there. And just overall, like, how pleased are you with some of these, because you guys have been, you know, criticized before. Well, there they go, value shopping again. But for the most part, I mean, you guys have hit it very well this year with some of these signings, you know, Kyer Elam notwithstanding.
Wilson was impactful last night, to mention him. And this is an instinctive thing for especially an inside linebacker. It's just instinctive. If you've got it, it's dramatic. And that is that he recognizes, not recognizes, but at the same time he's recognized that he's moving toward the hole. And you got to fill. It's called filling the hole if you're a linebacker. And those big guys up front are making holes for you. They're keeping those big guys from stepping out and hitting those linebackers. He's instinctive on hitting the hole. You can see it last night. And you look to see more of him.
Jerry, I'm excited to ask you about this one, because we talked about it last night, about Pickens and kind of the players that he reminds you of. And you mentioned Dez Bryant. Just him and CeeDee Lamb out there, do you just feel uber confident that anytime Dak targets him, that that's going to be a positive play, and kind of what they mean to this offense? Because I don't think Cowboys have seen in a while two dominant receivers like this night in and night out.
Well, I'm going to answer your question by saying I agree with everything you just said. And, boy, we've got two number ones. And that really is problematic. They had their best one on, I think they had the best one on Lamb yesterday, and he showed out. And we're about a lot of times Lamb can catch football and has for years. So now, like anybody, he was thinking about running before he's catching his ball, for instance. So we all have to refine where we've gotten a little lax. So I'm so proud that he had the day he had. But obviously, Pickens is such a threat that it demands both of them being looked at. Well, hello, what ends up happening? Some other players get in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Our tight ends get in the middle of it. Our slot receiver gets Turpin comes in big. And let me say this while I'm talking about Turpin. That fumble recovery is as big a play
that was huge
as I've seen in years, a player made. And I'm telling you, everything about Turpin was shown up in that. He has the courage of a lion. I've never seen more courage. And, boy, he will go up in there, as we all know. But it was like breathing. He just instantaneously went to recover the football, and all the motion, had the quickness to get in there. It was one of the biggest plays I've seen us have.
Jerry, I'm dying to ask you this, and this is kind of a non-football question, but I've spent 10 years in the midstream oil and gas sector, so I've always been wanting to pick your brain about this. And you know, you kind of like caught a little flack the other, you know, a few weeks ago when you said, look, I should be working on this defense, but I got a $100 billion deal I'm trying to get done here. What are the similarities for the folks that, you know, have never been in oil and gas? They know Jerry Jones is ubiquitous with oil and gas, but what are the similarities between the oil and gas business and running a football team? And how much, and this is something that I just, when I was watching y'all's Netflix special, the fact that back in the late 60s, you wrote that piece about the business of sports. How much of that do you still use today?
Well, it's permeates my almost every conversation. Mm-hmm. And between the two, it has familiarity. I thought when I bought the Cowboys, I decided right there to change my life, in that I bought an occupation, running the Cowboys, being involved in sport. Frankly, had I not had the greed or just whatever you want to call it, to do more financially than coaches had done, I would have been a coach. I love it. And loved it. I hope that everyone listening realized that it would take a fool to do either of the two things without some great input from some very smart people. And you have to listen to the people that you're around and others that you aren't around. So I accumulate opinions, accumulate information, and try to go to the people that seem to be the most qualified for that at that time. The best thing I can say about oil and gas is that relative to football, is that pretend that I'm sitting with a bank of phones, a couple of phones, and in my left ear, left hand, I'm talking to someone that has just told me that I've lost my proverbial butt and I've gotten a major dry hole that cost enough to make my eyes water. On the other hand, I've clicked down and I've had on hold someone that I'm talking to about going in a new prospect with me. And I'm trying to sell them on joining me to drill that new well. When you go from the left being told that you've just been hit on the nose, your voice can't break. You've got to go in with all the enthusiasm as though you had just found some big field. That's football. That's all business. They're very similar like that. I thought when I decided to really spend my life in sports, and that's why I kid with sports people, sports media especially, because I say, you know, guys, be a little sweeter to me. I said, be a little sweeter. I said, we're persons. I said, all of us have decided to spend our life in sport, principally. And so we got a lot in common. Well, that doesn't get me very far, but I feel that way. We do have a lot in common. But I had thought, though, that because the oil and gas business is competitive, there are piranhas out there.
Yeah, it is.
And, boy, are they smart. And they will get you. And they'll get your money. I thought I might get bored when I got over into really full-time sports and all the things that were involved. I had no idea that it would evolve into where it is today with all of the issues of teams and the kinds of decisions we make and, frankly, the money that's involved. It's been the last thing from making me have cabin fever about getting over into competition. But you think it's competitive on the football field? Get over in that oil and gas business, and you'll come out of there with your nothing but, if you will, get out with the shirt on your back.
Jerry, I'll get you out of here with this open-ended question. What do you have to say to all the fans that are listening right now after 2-3 big wins and headed to the Lions next week?
Well, I'm so happy for you. You can't imagine how important you are in the thinking on every decision I make. And I happen to understand, you know, Tex Ram once told me, I was riding along with him and just met him, and I said, Tex, I wouldn't be sitting with you had you not done such a great job making the Cowboys America's team. And I was riding shotgun, and we rode along about another quarter. And he finally said something. And he looked over at me, and he said, this would be a hell of a business, Jerry, if you didn't have to play them football games. Think about that a minute. I said, what in the world kind of answer is that? I know exactly what he's talking about today. And so to that end, I'm excited for you, our fans, through you, our fans. And this is what you deserve. And I'll assure you that I've not lost 1 ounce of, as a matter of fact, I've gained on it. And you'd be shocked at the kind of check I'd write if I knew it'd get us a Super
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
For a little bit of star up, star down, some of your biggest winners from yesterday's game. And hey, if you want to pick on somebody a little bit, it wasn't a perfect game by any means. Maybe there was something that stuck out to you that you didn't like and you want to see improve, or maybe a player didn't play up to standard. And we will start with a big star up for me, CA, is going to go to your quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like he's the low-hanging fruit in this. You even heard Jim Nance on the TV call in the fourth quarter said, whichever quarterback wins this game is going to get the John Madden MVP, because they've both been fantastic here on Thanksgiving Day. The Chiefs blitz is what worried me going into this game. Even though historically Dak Prescott is great, and he's one of the best against the blitz. We talked about it in the open. Steve Spagnuolo, he's just that good. He is that good at generating pressure. It was something that you heard Jerry and Steven talking about in the offseason after they got rid of Micah Parsons, was we can scheme pressure. Steve Spagnuolo is the definition of that.
Yes.
He will get a bunch of guys outside of Chris Jones and George Karloftis that you've probably never heard of, and he will get them to blitz the quarterback better than they ever have in their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
It was the second pass attempt by Dak Prescott that was intercepted on a blitz. From that point on, he was flawless. He avoided pressure. He made magic, as Atolo texted in the open on the two-point play, rolled out to his left on that bootleg. He looked like OG Dak Prescott. And he led the Cowboys to scoring drives on 6 of Dallas's 9 non-end-of-half possessions. He iced the game with a dart to George Pickens to avoid giving the ball back to Mahomes, like you mentioned in the open. Prescott finished the day with 320 passing yards, 27 of 39, 2 TDs in the interception that we mentioned. And a big thing here that surprised me, because we talked about Spagnuolo's blitzing ability, Prescott did not take a single sack.
Not one.
In this game.
We talked about that after the game. Not one. The O-line protected him.
And I can't wait to watch the tape on this, because early on, it looked like Tyler Booker specifically was handling Chris Jones.
Yes, the rookie was doing his job.
And that was more than impressive, because Tyler Booker, he's a rookie. He hasn't been perfect, but he's flashed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he has shown that grown man strength. Mm-hmm. But this all leads to the perfect storm for Dak Prescott. It's similar to in Detroit, where if you give Jared Goff perfect protection throughout the game, he's going to have a damn near legendary performance against you. He'll go for 450 yards in any given matchup if he's protected, because that offense is tailor-made to him. Dak Prescott had himself a day. The deep ball was working. Like that FU throw to CD down the field in the second half, 51 yards. That was Dak saying, heat check, throw one up, see what happens, and it worked. I thought your quarterback was fantastic.
He was fantastic. And by the way, he has now had four games of plus 300 yards passing. How many other quarterbacks in the NFL are in that group with him? Four games of 300 yards passing this season.
I would say maybe two.
In the words of Keith Sweat, nobody.
Wow.
He is the only one. The only
Incredible.
One. And see, people forget that, you know, the first half of the season when the defense was absolutely awful and the offense was on fire, people say, you know, Dak's playing like an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was one of the reasons why. He was tossing those 300-yard games like it was nothing with zero picks and like and several touchdowns at the same time. With that being said, my star up goes to CeeDee Lamb. Because CeeDee Lamb, for some reason, I don't know why people want to question his integrity. Just because he had the drops against the Philadelphia Eagles in two games. The first game of the season, and then this last game on Monday night. The reason I say I don't know why they were twisting a narrative. There are people who tried to connect him going out the night before the Raiders game and getting he and George Pickens getting, quote-unquote, not being able to start the game, missing a series. And, of course, he said, I can handle my liquor. There were rumors that he was throwing up. And I can handle my liquor. They were conflating like he's had two bad games in a row. He had a great game against the Raiders. In fact, people were saying, well, CD and George, because both of them had great games against the Raiders, they need to go out drinking before every night.
Mm-hmm.
But he has the drops against Philadelphia on Monday Night Football. And they go, oh, he's fallen off. CeeDee Lamb, he's got the drops. Is it in his brain? Is he jealous of George? See, in other words, if there's a vacuum, people will create their own narratives.
That's
so they created this narrative, let's keep an eye on CD, see if he has the drops, if it's going to continue. He always responds. Dak talked about this on Tuesday, so did Shoddy, and guess what? Yesterday you saw it with your own two eyes. Seven catches, 112 yards, touchdown, the big 51-yard catch. There was another one we knocked down a guy who Dak was basically throwing a pick, and he knocked it down and therefore saved a pick. And guess what? Not one drop. Not one. None. Zip, zero. Stingy with De Niro. Might like your wrist, but not about it. I'm just quoting Jay-Z now. But all I'm just saying is, CD shut everybody's mouth up and got to eat some turkey afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. That whole offense seemed very happy after the game,
yes.
And as they should be, because that was some of the most timely football that this team under Brian Schottenheimer
has
played.
This is 4 days later. I said this in the first segment. You're playing the two participants from the Super Bowl that was held in February, not just 7 months earlier. The two teams that were there, one of them fighting for their lives to get to stay in the playoff hunt. We're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. And here's the Philadelphia Eagles who had only lost two games. Don't tell me, yeah, it's just the Raiders, it's just the Jets, it's just the Giants. No. And they did it in 4 days. How about three games in 14 days? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a huge star up for me is Brian Schottenheimer. I teased it a little bit in the open. The fact that he was able to handle both of the conference champions, the mm-hmm. reigning conference champions, on a short week.
Man.
Like, to be able to have the wherewithal to say, hey, great, we beat a division opponent. We beat the Eagles, one of the best teams in the AFC. Now it's time to figure out how the hell do I stop Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? And especially, mm-hmm. that's an offense that's been rolling. You know, last week's game for Kansas City was rough. They end up squeezing that one out, but they showed that they were human again.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time since Rashee Rice has come back, really, they showed that they were human and that they were beatable. And it seemed like early on, the Chiefs did have the read on the Cowboys. They mm-hmm. get the pick early and they immediately score with Rashee Rice. I thought it was going to be a Rashee Rice show.
Yeah, he was welcome
and it still
back.
Was.
Welcome back to Dallas, SMU great Rashee Rice. Like I said, he scored a touchdown that first play, and then he was catching the ball at will. Except for the one drop.
Yep, a crucial drop there.
Ooh.
And I did see somebody text in and say, from the 469, thankful for the win, but the Chiefs dropped several passes right in their hands. Thankful for that, too, but a better team catches those and changes the game. I don't want to do the better team narrative with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Come on. Seven straight AFC championship games, five Super Bowls, three victories in those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
This is a dynasty, not just a better team. Come on.
Yeah.
And this team, by the way, you cannot... They're like a roach. They're not dead till they're dead.
Exactly.
You might stomp on them, but they're not dead. And Patrick Mahomes, if he had gotten that ball back one more time, that's why I have to give it. And this is what Dak did too. He gave major credit to Shoddy for calling that 51-yard bomb to CeeDee Lamb. He said, you know what? We can't just try to run the clock out and be conservative because Kansas City gets the ball back one time.
Yeah.
Come on now.
And that's another credit to the masterful control of the line of scrimmage that Dak Prescott has, because you did see plenty of audibles in that play where he was sensing the pressure dialed up by Spagnuolo. He checks into Shoddy's second play, and they make big gains like that. And Romo even called it out on the broadcast on that 51-yard pass. CD was actually more crossing the field, and he saw the coverage, and he saw that Dak had time, and he points his hand out like, no, I'm changing. I'm going deep. Just throw it up to me. And it worked. It was beautiful.
Let me tell you, CD, I mentioned why I stopped for him, and I mentioned, you know, no drops, 112 yards, seven catches. He had three catches on third down that they converted on the seam, on the second drive. But more importantly, that corner he was lighting up, that dude is a really good corner.
Yeah, Trey McDuffie.
McDuffie is not some rookie or some guy, some jobber. He is a legit dangerous corner, and he had him frustrated because if CD wasn't catching the ball, he was getting the personal fouls.
That's right, and Romo even said it. I think it was after the third pass interference that was called on McDuffie. He was like, just a reminder, nobody owns Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Except CD Lamb.
Except CD Lamb.
And
now,
by the way, I talked to CD about that. Top of the hour, we're going to hear some of that audio from the locker room.
A big star up to penalties.
Ah.
Under Mike McCarthy, this is usually a star down. The Cowboys had 7 accepted penalties for 50 yards. The Kansas City Chiefs had 10 for 119.
Bunch of those McDuffie.
Yeah.
And here's what's so wild. That laundry that was being tossed mostly in the second half, that extended that game a long time. It's like, whoa, first half zipped by pretty fast. Second half's like, the hell?
Yeah. And
that's why I always listen to Broaddus' Zebra Report before the game to see which refs are calling the game. This is literally half an hour before the game. Broaddus always, if you listen to the pregame, Tolo on the pregame, you will hear him talk about the refereeing crew and what you might expect. And he was nails on it again.
Yep, and it was kind of refreshing to see things skew away from the Chiefs in that regard. Usually it feels like they get some of the beneficial
calls. That's what everybody thinks.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that it was some of the worst officiating I've ever seen, but there were a couple ticky-tack things. Hey, big star down real quick. I know you said he was great, and I thought he was for the most part. Big star down to Tony Romo for hating on that pick play that the Chiefs ran on offense that would have easily helped them keep that drive going, and they end up calling the offensive pass interference. Xavier Worthy ran straight into the defender and didn't even try to hide the fact that he was boxing him out of that play. He tried to turn his head last second like, oh, I'm running a comeback. No, you're not. You're boxing the corner out of the play. Andy Reid, I'm smarter than the average bear, okay? And Tony Romo's like, me personally, I'm picking up that flag. That's not a pick play. He's just running his route. He runs into his man. It happens.
Jim.
All right, quarterback.
Jim.
All right, QB. I get it. You want the offense to win here. I get it. But that was totally a pick play. And then one more star down.
Can I give a quick? Oh, go ahead.
One more. This one's quick, I promise. Big star down to Jake Ferguson. Not for the missed touchdown catch, because he only got 1 foot down, which, incredible effort.
By the way, I'm in the press room. They're showing it on the big screen.
Yeah.
And I could see the game TV up there, too.
Yeah.
He literally almost did, but the other guy's ankle made his foot not hit the grass, and therefore it wasn't 2 feet. If the guy that was knocking him down, his leg was underneath Ferguson's foot, and his foot hit that guy's ankle, and therefore it wasn't 2 feet in. And I felt bad for him because he jumped in the kettle the whole 9 yards.
Wrong time, wrong place for that second
foot.
So
what were you mad at him about?
Why did he violate that turkey? That was so unnecessary in the post game.
Tell me, because I didn't see that part. I'm in the locker room.
So this is going to sound wild out of context, and please don't clip this.
Of course, save it, Larry.
He put an entire forearm up the rear end of a turkey, and he was walking around with it on his fist. Like, think of like Shador Sanders and his celly, doing the watch. He was doing that with a turkey
on the top.
The
of
entire
his fist.
Turkey. The entire turkey was on his fist. And within 30 seconds of it happening, SportsCenter already has it clipped. And it's on their Instagram and everywhere saying, why did he do that? That was so unnecessary. And everybody on the offense was just taking bites out of the whole turkey on his fist. That made me uncomfortable.
That's called a real man move.
Children are watching, Ferg. And he's a friend of the G-Bag Nation, by the way.
That's right. Every Thursday, generally speaking, you'll hear the one-on-one interview with Jake Ferguson, who, by the way, that's my guy.
He's awesome.
One other note. The twins, you know, his fiance is one of the twins.
Cavender twins, yep.
They were in attendance. No Taylor Swift at the game. Mm. Not any suite, not located low-key. She was not in the building. Another star up real quick before we get out of here. Gavonte Turpin.
Yes, he saved the game.
Fumble recovery.
He saved the game.
Oh, my goodness. And Dak was praising him, talking about this guy never stops. He just, the energy. He said, anytime he does anything, even at practice, it's Turpin time. That's what they say it on the field. Turpin time, because he's always high energy and he never gives up.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How about that? It's a victory party here in the Pepsi postgame show, live from the Miller Lite Field Club here at AT&T Stadium. Happy Thanksgiving, 31-28. Cowboys beat the Chiefs, and the victorious Cowboys players now running through the tunnel here of the Miller Lite Field Club brought us, and the celebration is on. How about that? That was a friggin' awesome game.
Yeah, that's when you start to work against players and coaches that are some of the legends of this game. You know, with Mahomes, and we talked about it in the pregame show, how difficult it will be to defend him. The Andy Reid is a play caller. You know, there's things about this Kansas City defense with Steve Spagnuolo. You know, just their ability, Dallas, to once again kind of get off to a slow start and then pick some things up second half, get a couple of stops, and then kill the game the way they did at the end, with Kansas City having 3 timeouts and the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
That's a special way to end a football game right there.
No question. Icing it out the way they did at the end of that game, and it's just Lamb and Pickens cannot be stopped. It's pass interferences, it's the slants, and they had those Kansas City corners absolutely in a blender in this game. CeeDee Lamb, what a bounce back performance. Super happy for him. He goes off and has over 100 yards receiving. He has the touchdown, and it was just DPIs all over the place. Pickens and Lamb were outstanding. And shout out to Dak Prescott as well.
Yeah, Dak, the protection was where it needed to be. You know, going after Trent McDuffie. McDuffie had not allowed him. Interested to see when they get the metrics after the game of how many yards that McDuffie gave up as the nearest defender. So, they were not afraid of Trent McDuffie, one of the better cornerbacks in the National Football League tonight. They went after him and played an excellent job. Pickens, was excellent in the game. Lamb, big bounce back game for him. Malik Davis running the ball. He got the big touchdown run. So, once again, it really took everybody who dressed tonight to make this win possible.
No doubt about it. I mean, the rushing attack, 26 carries overall for 137 yards. Javonte Williams with some nice runs, physical runs.
Right.
Had a big one there on that final drive. But Malik Davis, can't say enough about him, 43 yards in the first half for the touchdown. Kevontae Turpin even having a 25-yard run. That was spectacular. So the run game did plenty for you. And I thought Dak Prescott, I mean, the Dak magic there on a handful of those plays, where the pressure is getting to him. He's having to evade it. He's rolling around. The touchdown pass to Javonte Williams, beautiful play, off script, buying time. And then to follow it up with the two-point play, now having to evade pressure going to his left, takes a huge roughing the passer penalty, big-time shot, and there's George Pickens at the pylon with the toe tapper. I mean, you just can't say enough, dude. This is a fun time. I'm starting to believe in this football team, boys.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. That too, it was you mentioned everything about Pickens' ability to, to get the feet down to secure the pass. Great job by Dak running to his left. You don't know how hard that is for a quarterback to run to his left, open up, get the shoulders around, and then get the ball out there with pace. That first play of the game, not really the first play, but the first series of the game when Dak had the interception, boy, that was a blitz pressure that got to him, and I was like, oh, no, please don't let it be one of those, one of these games today where all of a sudden Steve Spagnuolo was just dialing it up and Dallas not handling it very well. But they did a great job. After that first one, everybody kind of settled in on the offense, and the protection was much better. Dak doing a great job, as you mentioned, his ability to buy time and make some quality throws.
Yeah, I mean, he did so much today. And it was mightily impressive. Dak goes 27 of 39, 320 yards, two touchdowns. He did have that interception on the
first
drive.
Series, yeah.
I mean, to start the game, you're going, oh my gosh, is this about to be an avalanche? You give up the interception, and the Chiefs go right down immediately and punch it in. They go up 7-0. But credit to the defense as well. They started to settle in, especially in that second quarter.
Yeah.
And they made it. I mean, Mahomes had to do some heroic-type things just to keep the Chiefs in this game.
Yeah, he absolutely, Pat Mahomes, we talked again about his ability to be kind of that unorthodox quarterback, not that non-traditional quarterback that you play. There's reasons why he's had the success he's had in playoffs and Super Bowls. You just see his ability to make those loose plays. Guys are nipping at his heels. He's stumbling, falling, throwing, and finding guys open. But, hey, tip of the cap, though, to the Dallas secondary. I know the numbers are going to say pretty significant for Mahomes.
Yeah, 260 yards.
But, but you're looking at, and he had the four touchdowns, but you're talking, this group was really banged up. I mean, they were banged up going into the game. No Carson, all of a sudden, Bland's foot gets hurt. He's out for a period of time. Bridges is in there having to play. Bell's in there having to play. I don't know what was happening with
Hooker.
Hooker, Wilson. I mean, it is going to be like when we kind of get to, when guys have a chance to kind of circle back, we make some calls and find out, man, there are some guys that are probably got pretty banged up in that secondary. And a credit to Dallas and their secondary for hanging in there the way that they did.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you mentioned it, they were super, super banged up.
Yeah.
And they found ways to get off the field in big time moments.
They did. And, other than the touchdown pass, I mean, I still always like to talk about, the first time they got off the field was the second was with the offensive pass interference. It seemed like to me that every time that the Chiefs had some type of a penalty, whether it was a hold, the OPI, whatever it was, it set them back, and then Dallas was kind of able to take advantage of that. You know, then they had the pass that went down the field in the second series to Rice that wasn't available. You mentioned the Rice touchdown. And then on third and eight, they have another incompletion to Rice. So Dallas did a great job there in about a four series of the part of the game where all they did was give up the Rice touchdown right there, but able to get off the field the other three times.
Yeah, they sacked Mahomes three times in the game. Should have had him ahead.
Two of them by old man Clowney.
Clowney.
Yeah.
Clowney stepped up in a big way, and he was running away from pressure throughout the game. And Mahomes, yeah. I mean, credit to him.
Yeah.
So many times you feel like they got him, and then he escapes it and is able to make a play. But you sack him three times, and I think one of the big stats for Dak today is he was sacked zero times.
Yeah, that was, you know, the Chiefs coming in, pressures were okay. Sacks were not okay. This was one of the least teams. I think they had 22 coming into the game. They'll fly back to Kansas City with 22 after this game. So, you know, great job by the offensive line. They're starting now, you know, we're on a little run where these guys were all playing together. You know, there was a time period there where there was various injuries. I don't think that Tyler Smith is completely healthy at left guard, but man, he's battling through things. Booker, you know, BB, those guys, great job by Steele today, you know, and making sure that, you know, he didn't do anything that yet hurt your opportunity. And then what Nate Thomas did, I can't wait to see the film tomorrow morning, what Nate Thomas did at left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, because he had to step up in a big way for Guyton missing this game. And just the whole thing, so gutsy on a short week, dealing with guys getting banged up.
Not a common opponent.
Yeah. And a desperate opponent.
Yeah.
An opponent that is usually, when it's a big game, all the stakes, like it sort of is right now for the Chiefs this season, the Cowboys still finding a way to get that victory on the heels of the Eagles game. For most of the season, it's like, man, this team can't find consistency. They win a game, they lose a game. They tie a game, they lose a game, they win a game. And now all of a sudden you've stacked up three dubs in a row against two big-time opponents. I mean, these are the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year, Eagles and Chiefs, and you just took them down.
You've got to find a way now, and I know it's, you know, we all celebrate this one till midnight, but you got to find a way now to get yourself together and go get a win at Detroit. You know, you got yourself in position now. You know, Detroit is going to be a tough game next week, and I'm super happy what we've seen from the last two. But yeah, man, the focus now quickly switches a week from tonight in Detroit, and you know, you got to find a way to put yourself. You know, you lose this football game, your chances in the playoffs go into like 6%. With the win tonight, your chances go now up to about 21%. Win next week, and now you're starting to do even better things.
How about the Cowboys? 457 yards of offense today, 9 of 16 on third downs.
Yeah.
And they got 5 first downs from penalties, and that's the Pickens and Lamb effect, consistently drawing those pass interference calls late in the game where you're icing it out. And that's everything for you. And then you have a couple where it's Lamb streaking down the field, and that's like a 50-yard penalty.
Right. Yeah, that's, you know, the thing that these guys present, they're so good at playing the ball in the air and going, being able to track it. And they're difficult route runners. They're guys that have got some length to them. They've got some size. Their ability to separate, to be able to kind of hand fight and get down the field, and then, you know, and then make the defensive back have to hold on to them. So, just really, it's a great combination. And then Fergie, the type of game he had today, Flannoy with a catch along the sidelines, it was a big play.
Yes.
You had guys, everybody, it seems like that everybody that's dressing for this football team, all 48, are doing something in order to help your football team win.
Yeah, how about Ferguson? I thought that was a touchdown right there.
Yeah,
that was close,
but he couldn't get the other foot down there. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, great efforts all around from so many different players on both sides of the ball. Lamb, 7 catches, 112, a touchdown, had the 51-yard reception, and then had just big-time clutch plays late there in the game, drawing the DPIs. George Pickens, especially in that second half.
The slant.
That's unstoppable.
Everybody knows it's coming, and his ability to work inside and give Dak credit for putting the ball on him. In order to make those catches right there. That's big-time football, right? That's tough. When you know when you know that, and everybody in the stadium knows, even Brad Chan was talking about, he's like, just throw the ball to Pickens here on the side, and sure enough, what do you get right there? And then that's a big play.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. Game on the line, and you have all the confidence in the world. You got this here. You're either going to get the flag or you're going to get the catch. Yeah. And that 39-yard slant where he catches it, stops, spins, and then he's got the, he just is able to manipulate the defender with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
And it's like slowing down, speeding back up, beat him to the corner, almost completed the hurdle play. I mean, just a totally electric player, and you can't say enough about what he's done all season and what he did today.
Let me tell you what, helmet sticker to Turpin, and I'll give you one for his recovery down there when Pickens fumbled the ball right down there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, dang near back-to-back plays. Dak, you think he throws the interception there, and you're like, oh, we got away with one.
Exactly.
And then you get the Pickens fumble. Yeah, shout out to Turpin. That is a helmet sticker.
There were three white jerseys standing right there when the ball went on the deck, and Turpin was able to hustle over there and get it. Those are the kinds of plays right there. That's winning football. You know, Turpin, he had a couple of runs, had a couple of catches. We've kind of been on his back about some of the things, but that was right there a key play that no one except you and I will talk about tonight.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.